here today to make a couple announcements, and then we'll screen the commercial for you, and then if you have any questions, be happy to take those. We decided to go with an Iowa commercial. I wanted to be the first person to do this. Of anyone considering running for president in 2012, it began airing today in Des Moines on the Fox News network. It's a 90-second commercial. It's a little hard to buy because it's a longer spot, so that was actually the only station available for that. But we're going to be starting tomorrow. We'll be airing that commercial all over the state in 6 more media markets. So it'll be 7 total, and we'll be running it for 1 full week. It's a modest buy, but we'll have some good penetration, I think, in rating points. And then also, this will go up on YouTube as soon as this conference is through. And we did this similarly in New Hampshire right after Labor Day. It was called Good Morning New Hampshire, the commercial. It has been a YouTube sensation, getting thousands of hits. Both were made by filmmaker John Keitel, who has been documenting this effort of mine. Is brand new to political commercials, but I think has done an incredible job. Most of this footage, which is called Independence Day, was shot at the Iowa State Fair in August, a lot of it. It was probably the highlight of my 10 months of exploring the possibility of running for president. Ted Kopic was there, and Nathan toured me around. It was just an incredible experience, and met a few of you there. I'm very proud of both of these commercials, and you'll see this one in just a minute or two. They are very positive, and I think it'll help the public get to know me better. This spot deals with my ability to get along with people. I worked for Ronald Reagan in 1980 on his first campaign, 1984 on his re-election campaign. I worked at his inaugural committee in 1980 and 81, and my firm represented his political action committee, Citizens for the Public, for many years. As a mentor of mine, I really admired his great skills and his ability to get along with people. After his first year in office as president, on January 26, 1982, State of the Union speech for obviously the joint session of Congress, he said, and I quote, there were also pessimistic predictions about the relationship between our administration and this Congress. It was said we could never work together. Well, those predictions were wrong. And I feel this approach is what our country needs right now. I'd also now like to introduce, and you know, I think, Nathan Treloar, who is going to be, effective December 1st, the State Director of the Fred Karger Presidential Exploratory Committee. Welcome aboard, Nathan. He's got a great, you know, wealth of political experience in Iowa. He knows people all over the state. He's Communications Director for the State Republican Party during the last presidential cycle, and he toured us around the state fair in August, and when we first got acquainted, we met times since, and I have great faith and confidence in him that he will do a good job here and take Fred who to maybe people saying, oh, Fred Karger. So I'm happy to have Nathan on board. We're going to be doing a lot in Iowa. It's an important state, of course, being the number one first state in the country to hold a caucus. So it looks like it may be in February, but we don't know. But I look forward to spending a lot of time here and look forward to working with Nathan on this. Last May, after my second trip to Iowa, I received a very disturbing email. It was from Steve Scheffler, who's the Republican National Committeeman in Iowa. He said, and I quote, "You and the radical homosexual community want to harass supporters of real marriage. I will work overtime to ensure that your political aspirations are aborted right here in Iowa." Mr. Scheffler, I'm a fighter. I'm fighting for millions of people around this country who are members of my community, and so many others who are deemed second-class citizens. We will no longer accept that classification. I, for one, will not be scared away from Iowa by you. I'm a fighter. I fought in many campaigns as a consultant and manager. I believe in getting along and working with all people, and that's what I hope to bring to this campaign if I do decide to run. And I plan to continue that as I test the waters and consider running for President of the United States. And Kevin, who's out, my research director already, with a commercial. So you just got 90 seconds here. So I already given you the run time. You'll see what our Independence Day is all about.
You're in the way, Kevin.
Of the United States.
Thank you all.
And we just witnessed another dramatic change in Des Moines and in Washington.
It's clear tonight who the winners really are.
But they said, yes, we can. We say, oh, no, we don't.
The party is over.
I'm concerned that the partisan rancor is only going to continue and get in the way of our country's progress. I learned from my mentor, Ronald Reagan, the importance of getting along. And I spent a lifetime working with and supporting Republicans and Democrats. A value that has only been reinforced in my fight for civil rights.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I'm Fred Carter. I'm an independent Republican.
I'm Fred Carter.
And I'm in Iowa because I'm seriously considering running for president in 2012.
Carter. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you here.
Nice to meet you.
But before I run for president, I need your help. Testing the waters in Iowa to see if I can raise some funds for my friends.
Fred Carter, independent Republican, how good is all mine?
That will help determine the next step. Please go to fredcarter.com.
Check out the website. Hey, nice meeting you.
Sign up and make a contribution today. Thanks, Iowa.
So that's our commercials. I say it's running today in Des Moines. And it's up on YouTube now. So that's the beginning you didn't get to see. I wasn't even that. Computer's right on the edge of the table there, Kevin. Maybe slide it in a little.
Get
a little nervous there. On a loop. So anyway, that's the tone I'm trying to set. It's kind of fast beat, upbeat. It's was shot all over Iowa, and for the most part, and it's what we're going to do. We're going to do a lot of kind of new, different, creative things. I hope in this process, and make it fun in our effort to try and attract younger people, new voters, and make it an exciting, upbeat campaign. So with that, I guess if anybody has any questions,
yeah.
Well, it is actually not a party designation. I will be running if I run as a Republican. I have always been independent, and you know, one of my political heroes, who I actually didn't work with, I'm not that old, but Theodore Roosevelt, you know, he was the first real reformer in the Republican Party, and he referred to himself as independent. And you know, in looking at the voter registration in Iowa, where 37% of all voters are registered independent, in New Hampshire it's 42% registered independent. And as a, you know, political consultant, I look at that as a lot of unhappiness with the two parties, that people have left and gone to the center, and that's where I am. I support, as I said in there, Republicans and Democrats. I supported Governor Lynch in New Hampshire for re-election, who's a Democrat up there over the Republican nominee, and I was a Republican for Lynch, and there were a lot of us. So I think that the public is kind of hungry for that type of leadership right now. You know, I was shocked to just hear, you know, a couple months ago that President Obama, for the very first time, met with Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican Senate leader. I mean, it would just, you know, I mean, that would be one of the first things that I think a president should do, is to reach out and have relationships with the leadership of the opposite party and his own. And, you know, that is what Ronald Reagan did. He and Tip O'Neill, who was the Democrat Speaker of the House then and a powerhouse, you know, they had this Irish roots in common, but he would come to the White House all the time, or they'd go out. I mean, and that's what I think is lacking, the civility and getting along. And that's why I'm referring to myself as an independent Republican.
What sort of chance do you
Well, yeah, Iowa, you know, I mean, as I look at the Republican Party membership here, and I've seen polls, you know, 80% self-identify evangelical, and I don't know how open they are initially to an openly gay candidate if I do decide to run. But I want to get to know people. I'm just that kind of individual, you know. I love meeting with people of different points of view and hearing their discussions. So I really don't know. Time will tell. I mean, we're looking, you know, 14, 15 months away, and it's plenty of time to meet a lot of people. The caucus situation is very challenging, and, of course, the straw poll in August, so I will be weighing those, you know, with Nathan and his advice and, you know, the rest of the team that we'll be working with here, so time will tell. But I'm hoping that my arguments and my issues and my willingness to work with everyone will pay dividends and hope would translate to support if I decide to run. I have to always hedge that because I have a political attorney who keeps an eye on me to make sure I toe the line, and that is that there's kind of a three-step process in this, and the first step I did in April of 2010 down at the Southern Republican Leadership Conference, I announced that I was seriously considering running. And then this exploratory committee is kind of step two in the process, and I did that in August, and you know, we'll be making a decision probably the next several months if I'm going to actually throw my hat in the ring, but that has not happened yet.
Is your campaign a serious campaign, or is this more of a gimmick? And the reason I ask is that would you receive, you know, even the limited attention you have today and the looking for your second preference?
Well, yeah. I mean, the fact that if I run, I would be the first openly gay candidate in the history of the country gives me a reason to be here. And I knew that. I am not necessarily unique in that situation as far as someone who's evolved. I've been gay my whole life, but I never really publicly came out till 4.5 years ago. And when I did that, I kind of came bursting out of the closet, and I became a gay activist and probably the most aggressive in the United States. It was with Proposition 8 in California. I boycotted four of the largest donors to that. I'm the one that uncovered the Mormon Church's involvement in Prop 8 and gave that story and worked with the Wall Street Journal, who broke it when they were what I thought guilty of election fraud. I filed a sworn complaint that I worked on very hard, long and hard, for 10 days after the election, which led to an unprecedented investigation of the Mormon Church by the Ethics Commission in California, which led to a prosecution, a fine, and 13 counts of election fraud. I did the same thing in Maine against the National Organization for Marriage, which is very, you know, prominent here in Iowa, unfortunately, and they have broken election laws there. I know it. They've been subpoenaed. I testified before the Ethics Commission in that state 3 times. They've been fighting the disclosure of their donors like they've done here in Iowa, and when Iowa's been trying to get that truth out of them. So the fact that I have been, and when I say I'm a fighter, in my earlier comments, I mean, I am. I learned from Bill Roberts, my mentor, who would take on the president if necessary on issues, and we did, to fight back. And that's what I want to do. And yes, that is why I can be in this. I had 2 things to do this year when I started this journey in February. One was to prove that it was not a stunt, because that was the general assumption, and two, that I'm credible. And I have had a challenge because I've never run for office before. I've worked in politics and run dozens and dozens of campaigns, but I've never been on the podium. I was back kind of where Nathan is, which was a very comfortable place to be, particularly with my secret I was keeping. But I think I've proven to a lot of people that I'm credible. I've gotten a tremendous amount of attention in New Hampshire and Iowa particularly, but national publications. If you go to the website, if you look into the under the news section, I mean, there have been hundreds and hundreds of stories written in big publications. The New York Times talks about it, The Atlantic, Mother Jones, and so I think I've proven that I'm now credible, and people who know me know that I don't back away. If I do something, I do it very seriously.
But are you a credible Republican candidate? If you look at your contributions you made in the last presidential campaign, you made 5 contributions, 4
that's a good question. As I said in the commercial, I'm not walking away from that. I've supported Republicans and Democrats, not just, you know, voting, but with my checkbook. I was a Hillary Clinton supporter last time. I was so disenchanted with the Republican Party that I didn't support any of the Republicans, but I liked her, and I maxed out. Those four contributions were to the $2,300 total. I'd never done that for a candidate before, but I was convinced that she would be a good candidate, and Bill Richardson was kind of my second choice in there, and I gave much more modestly to him. But I think the Republican Party has moved so far away from mainstream America that it is losing tremendous support. People like me, I've never left the party. I've worked for, you know, literally hundreds of Republican politicians. If you look at my resume from Richard Nixon to Ronald Reagan to worked with Barry Goldwater and Robert Dole and everything, but you know, they were not necessarily the kind of divisive leadership that we have in some instances. And I'm not saying to the, you know, that they should leave the Republican Party, but I was a little uncomfortable. So I hope to bring back a lot of people that have left. Of those 37% of Iowans that are independent now, I can't tell you how many were Republicans, but I'm guessing the majority of those. Well, I hope to bring them back into the party and to bring a lot more. One of the areas of concentration, and I've said that from day one, is with the younger people. And I've been going to colleges. I've spoken at over 15 gay-straight alliances. We saw the University of Iowa College Republican speech with the blackboard and the flag. I was there. We've spoken at many young Republican groups, college Republican groups from Columbia College in New York, and many in New Hampshire and Iowa. So I want to reinvigorate that party. I read the book. I read Audacity to Win by David Plouffe. I mean, that's kind of my Bible. I'm stealing a lot from him, including taking the chances that he advised Obama to take, because he was a long shot. I don't know if I'm going to win. I'm going to give it my all. I'm committed. I'm retired. I'm kind of the worst nightmare of some of my adversaries because I got a lot of time on my hands, but I want to commit. I've gotten a number of emails, Facebook messages from younger gay and lesbian people that have given me that reason to get up in the morning and do what I'm doing. One young man from Iowa, from Georgia sent me an email and said, I've always wanted to run for political office. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior in high school, but I knew I never could. And then I heard about you. And I'll tell you, that one message and then a lot of what I've seen when I go to these gay straight alliance, well, Ted was with us when we were at the Iowa State Alliance Halloween party. And these kids there, in their costumes, stopped everything to hear my message and to hear of my struggle and what I went through, and to realize they can do anything they want to do. They can even run for president of the United States if they want to. And if I can get that message out to younger people who went through what I went through, and so many in my community went through and are going through right now, it's better, but it's not great. And we just saw this rash of teen suicides. And I just hope those young men are not dying in vain, because the message has now grown, and we're seeing that in the mainstream media, and we're seeing it all over the country, that things need to be done, that it does get better. But if I can help with that message, then that's one main reason I'm considering running for president.
What more specifically qualified you, though, to run for president in specific? And did you consider seeking a lower office of some sort?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. It is a little presumptuous, but I'm 60 years old. It's a little late for me to start, you know, in lower office, I think. And I'm doing it to raise the issue of LGBTQ equality, to set an example. I came up with this idea during my Prop 8 activism a little over 2 years ago. I didn't tell a soul because it was just so, you know, ludicrous. But I thought if everything kind of fell into place, maybe I could do something like this. It's never been done before. Shirley Chisholm, and I've done a lot of research, and I've looked at her documentary and read a lot about her and talked to some of people who were around in those days. In 1972, she decided to run as the first African-American woman, first African-American, period, for president of the United States in 1972. Very different time. She was ridiculed. She wasn't even supported by her own caucus, the Black caucus in the Congress. She'd only been in, this was her second term, so she was brand new, very presumptuous. And a woman, and this is because of the old boys network, we're not happy with that. Well, she sent a huge message out to the Black community, and she said in her documentary, "I did this to pave the way for others." Well, Jesse Jackson in 1980 and 1984, President Obama is the 44th president of the United States, 36 years later. So if I can open the door for others, as I said, I'm probably not going to win, but if I can be in those debates, I have a very definite strategy to get in those debates. There were 19 last time. We've looked at all 19, who sponsors them, what the criteria is, how to get in those. We've looked at people like Alan Keyes, who had to fight his way in, who was not an elected official, and looked at the lawyers he used and the strategies that others have used to get in those. And if I can achieve that, if I can get in some of those early debates, I will declare victory at that stage. And of course, we've seen what happens. I mean, look at the success Congressman Ron Paul had when he was in the debates last time. He was a very obscure congressman, and look what happened. So there's no telling, if I can get in a debate, what can happen. And I feel, I certainly meet the qualifications, which are pretty easy. You need to be a natural born citizen, which I am, 35 years or older, which I am, and a resident of the United States for 14 years, which I have been. So I'm qualified. I bring an outsider's point of view. I bring what I really like, which is, I said in my other commercial, I want to be the ideas guy, the candidate of new, bold ideas, because that's what political consultants do. I've never been on the issue side. As Nathan does, you're stuck with the issues of your client, and which is fine. It's a question of emphasis or something. But now suddenly I have to, come up with issues, which I, of course, very opinionated guy, but and a strong opinion, but I'm able to talk about those now. So it's a great exercise. I think I can bring a lot to the debate if I do get into this campaign. As Michael Steele, who's the Republican National Chairman, said, I was telling the story, I was down in New Orleans to make this first step announcement in April, and the night before my announcement, I met Michael Steele. I'd never met him. He was the National Republican Party Chairman, and I have my press release that said, "Gay candidate to announce tomorrow, considering presidential campaign." And I give him, they read the headline, he just slaps me on the shoulder like that, laughing. He said, "You're sure going to shake it up." And I quote him, and that's what I want to do. And if I do this, I promise you I will shake it up. All right, any other burning questions or not so burning questions? But anyway, hey, thank you very much for coming. I hope to be back a lot. And got a lot more fun, new, exciting stuff coming up.